As we have embarked upon the ordinary time of the church year, last week we looked at what it meant to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And this week, our scriptures unfold for us, drawing us to look at a particular aspect of our call. And that is the responsibility that we have in receiving the call to be disciples of the Lord Jesus. And so we ask ourselves, what really is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to evangelize. To evangelize. To bring about and to announce the kingdom of God in our midst, in our world. However, evangelization is not browbeating. We do not take the word of God and hit people with it. You believe what's in this Bible or go to hell. Did Jesus ever say that? Absolutely not. But evangelization is sharing the gift that we have received from our baptism, water poured, oil smudged, a gift that we have received from a God who loves us. And that gift is our faith. And so true evangelization is sharing our faith with another. Sharing it as you would break bread. And pour wine. This is how Jesus evangelized. Went into people's homes, broke bread with them, poured a cup, received and gave hospitality. So much so that he received their story. He was open to hearing their story. And in hearing their story, began to unfold the kingdom right in their midst. And so you and I are called and challenged to share our story of faith. It's easy to share it here, isn't it? Because everybody's doing the same thing. Everyone's believing in Jesus. Everyone's coming forward and listening to God's word, receiving the Eucharist. We're singing the songs. But when we go outside these walls, outside these doors, do people know that we have encountered the Lord Jesus? No matter what is going on in our lives, can people see that we have encountered the risen one? Here's a story that I hope will concretize the message of evangelization. St. Francis of Assisi, he and his band of merrymakers and proclaimers of the word, the brothers were getting a little stirred one day. They said, Francis, you know, we really need to go outside the monastery and we need to preach. Sure, get yourselves ready. So they left the monastery, went from one end of the town to the next, and returned to the monastery after several hours. And when they returned to the monastery, the brothers were scratching their head and kind of looking at Francis and said, Francis, I thought we were going to preach. And he said, we did. Get it? By the way we live our lives, we are preaching the kingdom of God. There was a little girl sitting right over in this area this morning at 8:30, filled with joy, smile on her face, reaching out, calling out. That's what we need to be. That's how we are to be as people of God. That if we're breaking bread and pouring wine, consecrating body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ, all that business, if we are listening to the Word of God, if we're saying, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, we're preaching and proclaiming and praying a creed, if we're coming forth and receiving the Eucharist and we're saying amen, yes, to the body of Christ, to the body of Christ, should we not be bringing that to others? Sharing that encounter and joy with our brothers and sisters at large. One end of the town to the next. And you find yourselves here next Sunday. Have we preached? Or have we not? Only God knows. Only you will know. But one thing is for sure. We will hear the word of God. We will break bread, pour wine, consecrate, make holy. We will pray a creed. And when we receive the body of Christ, of which we are, let us preach well.